Welcome to Better Sex, where you get the information and inspiration to create and enjoy your best possible sex life. Join your host, sex therapist Jessa Zimmerman, as she brings you expert guests, helpful tips, knowledge, and strategies to improve your intimate relationships. And now, your host, Jessa Zimmerman.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Better Sex Podcast. This is Jessa welcoming you to the show and thanking you for taking the time to join me today. Fun topic today. You know, I enjoy all of these. I get to have these really cool conversations. But this one's about juicing up your relationship, enlivening it again. Or if you're single, you know, preparing for that for when you are in a relationship. My guest, Alicia Davon, she and her husband have an organization that does this kind of training with people around increasing, you know, presence, awareness, communication, and pleasure and energy in people's sex lives. And so we're talking about what that looks like and how people practice it and what a first step might be. And, you know, I think a lot of it really revolves around getting out of autopilot, you know, which we can do when we're with the same person and we're busy with stuff and we can just sort of like not pay attention and go through the motions. Or we could get really present and have a sense of newness, even with a partner that we've been with for decades. So that's what we're talking about, and I hope you enjoy the show. And before we start the show today, it is sponsored by Intimacy with Ease. It's a method to help otherwise happy couples achieve a sex life that is easy and fun for both of them, so that you can actually just enjoy your sex life with zero stress. For more information, if you want to watch a brief little training video that's available, all of that, go to intimacywithease.com. So, Alicia, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
I'm happy to be here. It's my pleasure.
I would love to start with just a little bit about what's brought you to this work and your calling or mission in what you do.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I was really lucky, actually. I grew up in a really great situation. You know, I have two great parents and a younger brother and a very stable upbringing. And it's funny because my husband, Erwan, who we teach together, he had like the opposite childhood, you know. Lots of trauma and broken family and just horrible things I would never want to experience. And we always joke that he could have used less disaster and maybe I could have used a little more, you know?
Yeah, you average out, right?
Yeah. And by the time I went to college, I was sort of in this place of like, is this all life has to offer? I was having trouble connecting with people, just came out of my bubble of childhood, which was just such an amazing bubble and very grateful for it, but was just kind of left wanting more, like, where is the kind of juice and dynamism of life, you know? So that led me to study psychology and go into my own therapy. And then when I was in my master's program, I was studying to be a therapist, you know, so right. That was my plan. And then that is when I met my husband, Erwan, and he had founded our organization that we now run together 10 years earlier. And it was like just this juicy organization that was all about supporting both singles and couples and having great love lives and sex lives. And it had the depth for me and the psychology, but also, you know, the fun stuff. So I decided to go and join his organization with him. And well, that was 20 years ago.
So you say juicy. I mean, like, how do you view chemistry and juice and fire, whatever word you want to say, for couples, you know, in a long-term relationship? What are the expectations people should have? What does it look like over time?
Well, generally, what it looks like over time, I think by default, is that the chemistry and the passion decreases, you know, and everybody kind of knows that, but not everybody knows what to do about it or something can be done about it. Outside of, you know, just becoming complacent and maybe complaining about it or splitting up or having affairs or whatever, you know? But I think that there's a very natural wanting to have things be really fun and turned on with our partners over time. But then the longer it goes without that, when those forces come in, like longevity or, you know, kids and growing up and more responsibilities and all these sorts of things, it can get harder and harder to reconnect. And it's funny because even the people we, you know, it was like we're with our partner for decades and we're so comfortable, but then we're like really awkward about sex because that's been happening a lot. And maybe one or both people don't really know how to talk about it. So, yeah, you know, that's kind of the norm. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just the norm. I think a lot of people desire more though, and just don't really know how to go about juicing it back up.
I've got too many questions all at once. I'm also thinking about just sort of aging and, you know, life cycle too. What is the path to more, I sort of hate to use the word chemistry, but more juice, more fire, more excitement, you know, more enlivenment in a sex life for a couple that's been together for a long time?
Yeah, there's a newness that can be brought into the relationship, you know, because a lot of it is sort of like with anything, when the novelty wears off, it's just not as exciting.
Right, right.
But there's a lot of inherent chemistry in everybody's bodies. I mean, our bodies work correctly, even if, you know, when we age and our, as women, our cycles change, or we go through menopause, or we have kids, or hormonal things happen, or whatever, you know, maybe our bodies don't feel like they used to. But I've never in my 20 years of working with singles and couples found that somebody's body was the source of no passion or no chemistry. It's really what I've found. It's our minds, you know, we get distracted. We get very distracted these days by, you know, technology at our fingertips, but, you know, distracted by work and solving problems and managing day-to-day stuff. So that, and then also there's certain skills that are just necessary that sort of come easily or maybe even naturally when we're first in a relationship. So the path, first of all, is bringing presence into the relationship again. You know, sometimes we find we've been on autopilot for months and years and maybe decades, right?
Right, like, right.
Getting things done. So bringing that presence, you know, that could look like just simply being like bringing awareness to the fact that we, the couple, would like more turn on in the relationship. And it's like a sensitive thing to talk about because people often feel like there's something wrong with them, or, you know, we can have a lot of insecurities about our bodies and our sexuality. So,
right,
you know, approaching it compassionately, but also bringing awareness, like, here we are, you know, we are X number of years into this and I'm wanting this. What are you wanting? So communication. Erwan and I have daily practices that we train our students in and recommend, and they're interesting because one of them is meditation, you know, which is a really great pathway to being in the present and recognizing what's going on. And then there's what we call psychological inquiry, which is like a way of connecting with your partner, sharing what's going on with you and going on in your heart and going on in your mind. So you're like connected with your partner versus shooting logistics back and forth or talking out.
Right.
You know, and, you know, and then there's body practice, which is regularly, doesn't have to be done together, you know, but having a practice of being in the body, whether it's exercise or walks or whatever it is. And then sensual practice. So often couples will be like, we want to bring more chemistry into the relationship. We just don't know what to do, or like, we're not ready, like, to just jump into intercourse. You know, it's, sex is infrequent and it's hard to bridge the gap. So we have these touching practices that range from like clothed, non-sexual touching, kind of physical connection, all the way down the spectrum to, you know, sexual touching and technique and that kind of thing. So those are some of the ways you asked about the pathway. So those
are
parts of it anyways.
And it sounds like a lot of this is about, you know, I think about the neuroscience a lot, and like we stop paying attention. We see what we expect to see, you know, like you're talking about autopilot. It sounds like so much of this is about wait a minute, this almost the shock or the newness of each moment. So that's one of the skills, right? Presence. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden it's new. It's not 20 years of the same old. It's like today.
Yes.
Are there other skills that are separate from that?
Important? So touching skills are huge with couples that want to get back connected. Because, you know, like I was saying, sometimes just saying, okay, let's have sex. You know, I mean, sometimes you can have sex, and sex meaning people think it's, you know, intercourse equals sex. But often one or both partners needs to be like warmed up, or you just need to reconnect. So Erwan and I have this set of 12 touching practices that introduce skills like, you know, going really slowly, like one person's laying down on their back and the other person's sitting up by their side and has one hand on the heart and one hand on the abdomen of the person laying down, and you're just breathing and you've got some nice music in the background, and then you switch roles, and you know, these things can progress. There's certain communication skills to ask for what you want if, you know, it's feeling good but you want it a little different. And because sex is such a tender thing, sexuality, connection. So you want to treat it not like, oh, tiptoe around, but like, you know, you want to be able to tell your partner what feels good and ask for what you want and get back into that nice space. Yeah. So those are examples of other skills.
Right. And I'm imagining it's a bit of a, it's not quite a hurdle, but, you know, I know that in my own practice, a lot of people, their body, it's different now than it used to be, right? Like what they want, what they enjoy is different than what they used to enjoy. What used to work doesn't work anymore. You know, it's like a discovery, right? It's not even just about communicating to your partner. It must be about figuring this out for yourself.
Yes. So many people, especially women, are kind of like, I don't even know what I want anymore. I don't know what turns me on. You know, my body is different for a number of reasons. So these touching practices allow the couple to take it slow, to experiment with different types of touches, and like really get on the same page. And that is where that turn on and that arousal and that desire can actually start to build. There's nothing wrong with more erotic approaches, like, you know, watching porn or using, I don't know, costumes or ropes or whatever it is. Like some people really like that stuff, and it's like a fun additive to the relationship. But sometimes couples are sort of looking for like, okay, what do we do? Like, you know, okay, let's get some toys. Let's get a lover. Let's use something. Let's be swingers. And again, all that stuff can be fun in the right context and everything, but it's often, it's not a band-aid. It's not a solution.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like you need the foundation maybe at first, or at least at the same time as you might venture into some of that stuff.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take just a tiny little break in the middle of this interview to let you know about a resource for you. If you are a woman who has struggled with desire, you're in an otherwise happy relationship, but somehow you've got, you know, little to no libido, and you're either confused by this or upset by this or worried about it, this masterclass can help. It's called How to Want Sex Again So It Never Feels Like a Chore. That's what I am going to help you do. That's the goal. And you can get this for free immediately by going to intimacywithease.com/masterclass. Sign up. It's under an hour, and hopefully it'll change your life. Now back to the episode. And how much of this is, I mean, you already alluded to some sort of like emotional connection, stuff like that, but how much of the work like happens in terms of sensual touch, and how much of it is sort of outside in the rest of your life in terms of being present or focusing on pleasure or self-care or whatever else it might take?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very holistic approach, because it's sort of like, I like to think about it in a way where the more time you spend in a certain state, the more that state colors your life. You know, if you're in front of a computer or staring at a phone for, I don't know, 15 hours of your day, shifting into something else is going to be more difficult. So our work is very holistic in that it addresses your psychology, your schedule and what you're doing with your time, being in your body, meditation. And then of course there's the communication and chemistry with the masculine and the feminine and sex practices.
Right. How is this different for singles? You know, like I can understand, it's one thing. I mean, in my own practice, I only work with couples. So we've got this partner right away too, that we can put some of this into practice with. What's different for people who are not in a relationship?
So when couples come to work or singles come to work with us, they're usually wanting to ultimately get into a long-term committed relationship. They're wanting to learn how to date successfully or figure out like, why do I keep ending up in the same situation? Or they want to heal, you know, from a breakup or after, you know, decades of marriage, they're divorced and they want to learn how to get back out there. So this is, you know, examples of people that come to work with us. And we recommend either learning these touching practices by, you know, we have videos that we have, you can learn them, you can try them with people that you're dating. We also have a set of sensuality exercises that you can do on your own. You know, in fact, you're kind of supposed to do them on your own to explore your own body and notice what you like and learn that. So even with couples, we have them practice certain things on their own. So then they can learn what they like. So there's a lot people can do as singles.
Yeah. Okay. And then, well, I guess I want to ask what the work looks like if people come to work with you. How does this, you know, because I work in sex therapy, right? So it's all talk. It's all sort of theoretical in our sessions. And then they have all these experiences outside. Yeah. What's sort of the process for people that might work with the two of you?
Yes. So we have mostly in person, or sorry, mostly group programs, not in person. We have one class that's still in person. That's a private program. And every so often we'll do some in-person things, but we mostly work online. And the classes that we have are mostly us talking and demonstrating things. Like we have a weekly group coaching class that's online called Mastery of Relationship. That's our most popular class. And Erwan and I will talk about different topics, but we'll also guide meditations. We'll show little video clips. We have participants talking and sharing with each other in breakout rooms. They get homework assignments to go do on their own during the week. Very similar with the private coaching with both singles and couples. We do have one program for people that want to learn one of our signature specialties. It's a clitoral stroking technique called extended orgasm. So this is one of our specialties. We are super into it. As far as we're concerned, it's the cornerstone of a real sex life. You know,
okay.
Yes, that, you know, the attention on the, you know, let's saying in a man-woman relationship, but it could work in a masculine-feminine dynamic with two women or even two men. You just kind of map it on. But we're talking about a man or and a woman, the attention to the clitoris and the female pleasure juices the relationship in a particular way. And it's not necessarily to the exclusion of the man's pleasure at all. There's a lot more to say about that, but I'm just dropping in this bomb.
Right.
Orgasm. But to answer your question is that program happens in person or online. And Erwan and I are demonstrating the technique a lot during the program. So you actually get to see that. And then you get to practice it in front of us.
Yeah.
We'll verbally coach.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, we don't touch anybody except for each other. It's verbal coaching, but, you know, in that high level program, there is the opportunity to actually be coached while practicing.
Right.
You know? So, and then in some of our other classes, we show video demonstrations of that technique. So that's also happening as well.
Yeah. I'm wondering, it sounds like people are supposed to figure out in general what they like and then communicate that to their partner, right? It doesn't sound like it's training, like I should come learn how to please someone else.
Yes. It's not like somebody would learn a formula and say, okay, I'm going to go do this to you.
Yeah.
The training, even with, you know, with the stroking, with the extended orgasm, the training is in presence to actually be able to feel like, oh, what kind of stroke will feel good to her right now? Because the person's so tuned in.
Yeah.
Of course. The, you know, if we're talking about a man stroking a woman, the woman has a huge role of communication.
And right. It's not just up to this man to figure this out or learn this or something, right?
Yeah. No, it's like a mutual effort. And it's when it's done really well, the two people are essentially having the same experience. And the woman is, you know, really surrendering, letting go of control, letting him have his strength, but he's touching her completely in response to her appetite. So it's like a very...
Yeah, there's a flow there, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, which, you know, a lot of times in sex or sensual contact of any kind, people often feel like, oh, you know, I should touch them to make them feel good, or like, oh, I'm not sure if I like this, but I should just let them touch me because I don't want to say anything.
Right.
It's so many hangups. And so it really is training in presence on both sides.
Yeah. So if you were going to give just a starting piece of, I guess, advice, you know, if somebody's listening and it's like, oh, I'd like to juice up my relationship after all this time, but, you know, what's your suggestion for where somebody would just start after listening to this podcast? Like, take an idea and be like, okay, this is something I could do that could start to move in that direction.
Totally. So someone that's in a relationship and thinking, oh my God, I want to juice up. The first thing would be to carve out some time and space for it, you know, and sometimes it can feel a little vulnerable, but you just to sit with their partner in a positive way. Like, I love you. I want to have more like pleasure time together, you know, just yummy time for us to connect. And like, how about every Friday night after the kids go to bed, we do this for a while, you know, it's like set a weekly time or set a couple times a week. And then during that time, just kind of focus on non-goal oriented pleasure. You know, it can be cuddling or holding, or maybe, you know, whatever I've said of the touching practices, experimenting with that. We certainly have videos and stuff for people that want them, but, you know, just carving out the time and then having non-goal oriented pleasure time together. That would be my good starting point.
Right. With I imagine that if there's a goal, to be present with what actually is happening or how it actually feels.
Yes.
Right. And yes. Just letting it be in that moment.
Totally. And leaving the phones put away, not having anything distracting, just being there.
All right. So where do people find you? What do you have available, or where do they go to start anything?
Totally. So the best way to find out about what Erwan and I are offering and see how it would benefit anybody listening is to set up what I call a love life consultation. They're free. They're available to anybody listening that's interested in learning more about working with us. And it'll be, you know, brief chat over Zoom, or can be over the phone, and you can share anything you want with me about your romantic life, sex life, questions, challenges, whatever. I'll coach you a little. And then if it looks like we can support you more, then I'll lay out how we work with people and just which would be the best fit. I'll make a recommendation. So the way to set that up is to text our school.
Oh, which, okay.
Yeah. There's two ways: to text or to click a link. I'll give you all the information so you have it. But the text is 415-308-9580.
Okay. We'll put that in the show notes. So anybody listening, you don't have to be trying to write this down.
Totally. So. Don't worry about it unless you want to just text right now. But no, you can write it down and just say your name and that you want one of these consultations, and then I'll get back to you. So that's the best way, you know, for people who are kind of like, I don't know if I'm ready to talk to you, but you know, our website is pleasurecourse.com. So that's the other way. You can just go to the website and look around.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me and sharing about this. And I hope some people are texting.
Yeah, me too. It's been really fun. I love your questions. Thank you.
You've been listening to Better Sex. Please visit our website, bettersexpodcast.com, for show notes and additional episodes.
And that's a wrap for today. I really hope you enjoyed the episode. If you are enjoying the podcast, if some of this material resonates with you and you would like to make a difference and make sure that this keeps coming out in the world once a week, ongoing, there are a couple things you could do to show your appreciation. The first would be to go to iTunes and rate and review the show. That really helps us be found by new listeners when you review the show on iTunes. You can find a link at bettersexpodcast.com/iTunes. The other thing I want to invite you to consider is becoming a Patreon. For a small monthly pledge, you get some benefits. So for $2 a month, you get advance access to every single episode. For $5 a month, you get a chapter of my upcoming new book. And for $10 a month, I host quarterly get to know you and question and answer chats over the web, and you get invited to that. I would love to have your membership in that become part of the Better Sex family. You can find a link at bettersexpodcast.com/Patreon, which is P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Again, thanks for listening. I'm glad you're here. Feel free to comment, ask questions, get in touch. I'd love to hear from listeners. Thanks.